cops, and the time came, I told the kids, and they were just blown out of the water, just disoriented and stunned. And we had finished our time in Southern California, and I was saying goodbye to my daughter, and loading up the car to drive back to Colorado. Wave goodbye, honk the horn the way you always do, and off we go. And, oh, jeez. On the drive, I just started crying. And I just was bawling. And my wife next to me, and I don't know, 60 miles or so, an hour or so, couldn't talk. I was just there was some pain, some grief, something so deep down inside that was coming out. It just, I was just overcome with this. And as my wife and I often do, turned to God and said, God, what is this? Help me interpret this. I'm not sure what's going on. And it was silent. Another 20 miles go by. And then God said, Craig, he asked a question. Do you believe if you die sooner than you'd like or planned or hoped, do you believe I will take care of your children and your wife? Do you believe that I can give them joy, that they can, while grieving and while missing me, that they can live rich and full lives because of me? Will I care for them? Will I be there? At the times they would turn to me. Do you believe that? And it was silent. And the startling answer, as I thought about, the honest answer was, I don't believe that. If I die, who do they have? Who do they have to father them? And I realized, God, I know so many things about you and I've experienced you, but when it comes right down to the core, I really don't believe you'll take care of my family, that you won't father them, that you won't love them, that you won't be there. I can't even say it now. They're weddings. And I was stunned by that reality. And then you know what the next realization was, right? If I don't believe God can be there for them as their father, do I believe?